Stanley's going to join as a member today. Now, I'm going to read it to you because I don't think you can see that screen, can you?
No.
Yeah.
This one's yours. There you go. All right.
First one. Okay. Do you testify that having sinned, you have received the grace of God and repenting both of rebellion and self-righteousness are daily seeking to set your hope fully on God's Son, Jesus, who loved you and gave his very life for you?
Yes, I do.
Second one is scripture. Do you accept the Holy Scriptures as the very words of God, the final authority for belief and for action? And by God's grace, do you dedicate yourself to follow their instruction to the best of your ability?
Yes, I do.
And then this one is worship and mission. Will you, Stanley, pour yourself out in love for Jesus, in love for his precious blood-bought church and the world that he came to save?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before you guys stand, I want to give Stanley an opportunity to say anything that he wants to say. I'm sure you've given this a little bit of thought, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So, can I go ahead?
Yeah, you go ahead.
I've been coming here for about a year now, and one thing I want to share is the leadership that you have in this church is phenomenal. From the first day I walked in this church, I felt nothing but the love of God. What brought me to this church is I was going to another church, and basically some doors were shut, and I just started looking for churches, and God, when I walked in here, I just felt the peace and the love of God in this place, and I just felt like this is where I'm supposed to be at. And from day one, I felt like this is home. Also, I want to share, I have a vision problem. I'm legally blind. I see about 2400 is my vision. And I'm believing that God will heal me. But if he doesn't, that's okay, because my faith is not founded on my healing. My faith is founded on Jesus Christ, you know, and that's what we need to have our faith on. And I was involved in youth ministry for about 15 years, and you know, I've just had a heart for kids and people, and I love praying for people. You know, I just, you know, have a heart for God and just want to see God touch people and change people's lives, and that's what I really want to see. And one other thing I want to share, and I'll be done. Last week I was sitting back there, or a couple weeks ago, I was sitting back in the back of the church, and I was just praying, and I seen this dark cloud sitting over our church, and I seen the sky break, and I seen like just the crystal clear blue sky. And what the Lord spoke to me, he said, I'm bringing a fresh wind to this house, and not just to this house, but to the families in this house. He showed me that some have been just wearied and tired, and God showed me he is going to bring a fresh wind of his spirit to you guys. So just be prepared for that. So that's pretty much all I got to share.
That's what I say. That's cool, Stanley, because a couple weeks back, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, I was asking the Lord, how should I be praying for Gateway? Because I know we move in seasons, and I don't want to miss the season. Do you know what I mean? So I was asking the Lord, how should I be praying for Gateway? And he showed me the same thing, and I got the word refresh. So I was praying then for about 3 weeks after that, that the Lord would send winds of refreshing. You know, so it's pretty easy for me to affirm, bring it on, let's do this thing, to what you said. And I wonder if maybe the season hasn't moved to a next piece in it. But anyway, go ahead and stand at this time if you're willing to affirm. Do you recognize the holy charge that our Lord Christ has entrusted to us to love and to disciple his most precious possession, his very own people? Now hold on, before you say we do, I want you to understand what I'm doing here. I'm letting you know that under God, you are responsible for Stanley.
Amen.
Do you understand why? Okay? We're not just standing up to say, this is the part where we stand and say we do, but it doesn't mean anything. No, this is a big deal. So, okay. Now you may say we do. Okay. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you for Stanley's faith. We thank you that he has covenanted to be a part of this. He's saying, I'm here. I belong to this little house, this little congregation of disciples. And God, we're so grateful for him. We ask that you would continue to develop the calling that's in his heart and his life. We ask that you would continue to use him to encourage people, to strengthen people. We use his prayers, use his words, use his presence, use his friendship. And I pray that you'd release him into even greater kingdom service for you now in this season, that he's not becoming less effective, he's becoming more effective, and give him eyes to see the ways that you're calling him to serve you. Amen. 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 Thank you, Stanley. Love you.